Very rarely, but does happen in the desert. And I walked through quicksand to get where we were going. Yes, we had to leave the car. We were going to visit. I was traveling with my boyfriend, and we were going to visit the village that he taught for a year or two in a little village in the Sahara. And we were going to visit the families that we taught in a little village, a population 120 maybe. So we were going there to visit them, and we were we had to park the car and walk across, oh, I don't know, a couple of football fields.
Yeah, I was popping every hospital in there.
Pants rolled up.
So I started going over that way, and I jumped. Yeah, I was probably in every hospital in a 60-80 mile area.
One cut. He's got a cut here across. His leg is pretty well caught up. He's broken his ankle 3 times.
Well, I'm sure you haven't run over me. Yeah, he said it was your fault, Dad. You shouldn't have been there. Well, where were you? Where did you want me to be when I'm cutting these trees down? Sitting somewhere in the shade? I think, I'm not sure if he knew a split second what he had done. You know, if he had, because you're always looking back when you're starting. You're always looking back for whatever reason. Maybe
he died and then he came up and then he was alive and then he died and he came up as a ghost. He wasn't. Everyone that went there, Charlie always scared it away, and so they started to so everyone that went there got scared away from Charlie. So Charlie moved out into a different haunted house. And a lot of scary things happened to that haunted house. But Charlie wasn't afraid. He just...
Charlie wasn't afraid. Ghosts aren't supposed to be afraid.
Because he didn't, because he liked it. So he just lived there till he didn't want to live there and he moved back into the first house he lived before. That's the end.